And the federal government has given the suppliers of two COVID vaccines indemnity against prosecution for rare side effects that experts say are inevitable when a vaccine is rolled out. So that's criminal prosecution. Mm-hmm. But they won't set up statutory compo, which means the AMAs means Australians who suffer these extremely rare side effects would face a tough battle to seek compensation. Dr. Stephen Duckett, Director of the Health Program at Grattan Institute. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So essentially they're saying we'll pass a law that says you cannot be prosecuted for rare side effects from the vaccine. I get that. That sounds sensible.
Yeah, I'm not. It's really hard to work out actually what they're actually promising. So some of the stories say that. Some of the stories say they've given an indemnity to the insurer, the companies, and all an indemnity means is that the people still have a right to sue, but if they do sue and they win, the government will pay for it. So yeah. they're saying to the manufacturers, look, we want this vaccine and we're prepared to carry the risk of anything going wrong.
Well, if the complications are, quote, extremely rare, close quote, that would seem to be sensible that we would carry our wounded?
Absolutely sensible. The only question, though, is what's the best way of doing it? Do you force someone to sue the manufacturer and say, you're negligent. You didn't foresee this. You should have foreseen it, and you should pay me compensation. So that's a negligence approach. The other approach is the no fault approach, and which says that, look, you know, these things are extremely rare. Really, you shouldn't have foreseen it. So you don't have to prove negligence, and we'll pay you anyway. Which is what happens in New Zealand, and I think is what should happen here.
Doctor, regarding the vaccine, the signs appear to be good, yeah?
Yep, but it's still early days. Basically, the Oxford vaccine is being trialled in Brazil. I think they're doing 5,000 people in Brazil to see if the vaccine works. And there's a bit of a question mark about what works mean. That, you know, does it have to give you 50% protection? Does it have to give you 80% protection? That's happening as we speak.
But it was interesting that in the federal government budget, there is an assumption that the vaccine would be in the market by next year.
I think that's a bit wishful thinking, I'd have to say. I think they're right to make a provision in the budget. But, you know, I don't think we'll see it rolled out this financial year, and they've made provision this financial year. Because, as I said, it's still being trialled in Brazil. We won't know until maybe Christmas, maybe Easter next year, whether it's achieving the protection against COVID that we want. And then it has to be manufactured and rolled out. So I think there's a way off yet, but it's good to make the provision in the budget just in case.
I'll be the brave one to ask the question, Doctor. Is there a possibility that we never get a vaccine?
Absolutely a possibility. This is what trials are about. If we knew for certain this vaccine was going to work, we'd start it straight away, but we've got no idea. It's so far, you know, the published article in The Lancet, which is all we go on at the moment, is they've tried it on 1,077 people. So, you know, we don't know whether it's going to work on 500,000 people.
Short answer, while we've made you Stephen Crystal Ball Duckett, will Australians travel internationally next year?
Well, it really depends if you're prepared to spend 4 weeks in quarantine when you come home.
Thank you, Dr. Stephen Duckett, Director of the Health Program at Grattan Institute. Answer, no.